Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't know if you've ever seen the look of a person who's willing to fight. Because the average person doesn't put themselves in a situation where you've challenged somebody to the point where they're like, okay, let's do this. It's a look, I will tell you, that leftists rarely see because they stay inside of their bubble. And when they're outside of their bubble, they are not willing to challenge somebody. Because let me tell you something, when they see that look, it scares the living daylights out of them. You want to know how I know? Because I give that look. When they're outside of the bubble, I give them that look that says, I'm not to be trifled with. Don't come to me with your sexuality, your racism charges, your homophobia issues, your you're a misogynist crap, because I'm going to get in your face. Verbally or otherwise. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm not a mean-spirited guy. I don't profess to be a tough guy per se. I am. I'm just saying, I'm not like, ooh, you mess with me, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, if you leave me alone, you will never know the wrath of me. But if you bother me, you're going to find out I'm a Tasmanian devil mixed with some crocodile. Because I'm not going to let go. You provoke me, it's going to the end. We only got one life to live, and I'm not living mine like a coward. Leftist folks are pansies who either cheat in a fight or they fight only when they have the numbers. This is why they congregate, and they'll be one, they'll keep their mouth shut. But then you get about 15, 20 of them, and, you know, in other words, a percentage of them where they go, ooh, we own this coffee shop. Then suddenly all the gay flags go up and all the other things that demonstrate their leftism. Until then, everybody's getting along. Nobody cares. But they hang one flag. Told you guys about the flag hanging in my neighborhood. The gay flag. I don't care. Here's the thing. Nobody in the neighborhood cares that this gay group lives there. For all we know, all the neighbors are gay. Well, except me. Well, and my neighbor across the street, Brad, he's not because he's got a wife and daughter. I mean, I don't think he is. But the point is, for all we know, the entire community is, you know, we're 50% gay in the community. We don't know. Nor do we care. But this person wants to make sure that they virtue signal. Oh my gosh, look at us, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something else. Even when they have the numbers, they can be backed off. What are you talking about, Kevin? I've seen them. They get in their lynch mobs and they just want to kill somebody. They want blood. Yeah, I know. I know. See, but let me explain something to you about the lynch mobs of the left. It's very few of them who are willing to be the person who has to take the brunt of the damage. If you were with a bunch of people and they're Antifa and somebody can get hurt, not if they got all their armor and they've got weapons and you don't. But let me tell you, if they're just mano a mano and there's 20 of them surrounding you and you say, fine, I get it. You want to beat me up because I don't have your ideology. But let me tell you this, one of you suckers, I'm going to absolutely get in enough licks to where you take my rent of your life. If you survive me, you're going to talk like that. You might as well be Charlie Brown's teacher because you ain't going to get away with it, baby. And you know what happens? Those suckers will be like, well, they're looking around. You know, who's going to do it, man? Come on. And all you got to do is have that look in your eye that says, I'm dead serious. See, because it's kind of like, I don't know how you guys think about this, because I'm going to admit, I got a different mentality. But if I know I got to get a butt whooping, I'm not taking it alone. No, 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 no. Boxer James Corbett said, the only person who wins the fight is the person willing to go one more round. One more round. And it reminded me of the movie Cinderella Man by Jim Braddock. And there's a scene where he's fighting, and he's fighting this one guy, and he's a younger guy. He's younger and he's stronger, but Braddock is giving him the business. But he breaks Braddock's ribs, and they come back to the corner, and he says, get that out of here. We don't need that. You know, the guy's trying to bring the stool up. He says, stand up, stand up. He says, he's looking over here. He goes, yeah. He goes, shake your head like you're waving it off. And he does. And the young guy, and I mean, I'm sure it's Hollywood embellishment, but he says, why isn't he sitting down? And he goes, he's probably wondering why you're not sitting down, kid. He's like, yeah. He's wondering, how do you have the stamina? After all the beating that he just gave you, how is it that you're still standing? How is it that you don't want to see? You know, you must have a lot more energy. I'm just telling you, you'd be shocked at what the mentality is. And this is why I love SEALs and Army Rangers and people like this, because they have a mentality that says, I'm coming out of this on top. So if you won't fight, folks, let me explain. You're saying to your opponent that you have nothing to fight for. So I'm asking you, do you have something to fight for? Maybe you're fighting for your own existence. You're sick of it. You say, you know what? I'm done. I'm tired of people doxing me. I'm tired of not being able to say what I want to say, do what I want to do. It's legal, etc. I'm tired of people dictating my life because they have no reason to do this. They are making stuff up. They're falsifying data, blah, blah, blah. I'm taking control of me. I say good for you. But if you're not so bold, you haven't come to that level of self-actualization, but you do care about it for others. Like, man, look, it's one thing that you pick on me, but when you pick on my lady, or you pick on my guy, or you pick on my kids, because kids usually do it. That's usually the thing that'll get you over the top. So if you've gotten come to that conclusion, but again, my question to you is, do you have something you're willing to fight for? Because if you won't fight, what you're saying to your opponent, the left, is, I mean, look, I got no dog in this fight. So what, you taking away my right to breathe? It's one thing they go, oh, we're going to curtail their gun rights, and then we're going to curtail their ability to say whatever they want. And you know what? Let's just go one step further. Let's take away their oxygen. So I'm asking you, do you have something to fight for? Something you believe in? Are you happy that there are people out there that are willing to back you, that are willing that have as much backbone, if not more, than you? Because I consider myself one of those. Anyway, learn how to fight. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats got their butts kicked in the Virginia governor's race. And they're doing the post-mortem on it, which I find very funny. Because it always reflects back on the blacks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Fight. That's what I told you to do, right? I asked you earlier, do you have something to fight for? And in Virginia, they answered. In New Jersey, they answered as well. And there's some interesting stories, and we're going to talk about this trucker who is going to win in New Jersey. And this story is amazing. But I want to talk first about this postmortem that they're doing about the Virginia governor's race. See, Democrats are considering, did black people not show up the way we taught them to? After all, they paid black leftists a lot of money, your money, to support whatever the plantation owner wants. And as Yahoo reported, black people delivered. Here's a part of the story. Fears about black turnout and a lack of enthusiasm did not materialize in Tuesday's results as former Governor Terry McAuliffe, a Democrat, ran close to expected totals in the state's majority black areas. Instead, black state leaders and voters who backed McAuliffe said the results were a sign that the party could not rely on minority voters to cover its cratering totals in more white areas of the state, particularly in rural communities that voted heavily for Glenn Youngkin, the Republican businessman who won the governor's race. Now, let me just say what they're saying. They're saying, We did our part now, massa, but it's them white folks in the country that flipped the too much. You can't keep relying on us. We can't keep doing all the heavy lifting. Can you call Dominion? They go on to say, I believe the black voters are easily the first target for when things don't go for how they want it to go, said Marsha Price. That's what they wrote. I believe that black voters are easily the first target for when things don't go for how they want it to go. Sounds like Sister Ura from my church when I was 6 years old. I believe that black voters are easily the first target for when things don't go for how they want it to go. You see, son? Then she goes on. This is so funny to me. I don't know, it tickles me, it really does. She says, it is a trash take to look at us and not the middle, she said. The middle said Youngkin is more palatable than Trump, and they were willing to take a chance with him. You're right. That's it. Keep telling yourself that, you silly Negroes. Let me tell you something. The idea that someone would be looking. Now, look, I get that people want to analyze. Where's the why? Okay, tell me this. If there's going to be blame assessed, and black folks or whatever percentage of the population of Virginia, which I can tell you this, it is not the biggest population of Virginia, why aren't they even pointing the finger at them white people that didn't vote for Terry McAuliffe? He said, Price's words reflect a sense among the state's black political class. Understand there is a class there. That communities of color are often blamed when Democrats lose. Yes, it is. That's the case. Because they pay for these stupid Negroes. And they're like, we want our money's worth. You better, let me tell you what, Baptist preacher. You better get them Negroes out of them pulpits and into the voting booth or else. Dominion is the best thing that happened to the black leftists in one sense, because they say, you know what, we don't need y'all. But it's the worst thing that happens, because when the Democrats really solve the problem of voting and they don't need any particular block, they are done. They are done. I mean, black folks are done. You can be talking reparations and stuff, which, by the way, Joe Biden is now saying, oh, this nonsense, talk about reparations. That was nonsense. Maybe it was. Maybe it was a great Republican disinformation campaign. Kudos, Republicans, if you started that, because that was massive. They go on. How can one group be blamed for Democrats losing? Yep. So the postmortem of this, number one, is that they're going to look at the black vote. They've gerrymandered it to where they know that black people are overwhelmingly going to pay attention to certain issues and be put into certain areas. And, you know, so there's an expectation. But here's what they keep missing. The Democrats keep missing this. We're watching Joe Biden. We're watching all of the things that have been done at the federal level. And by the way, this is why they're scared to death for 2022. They're scared to death. Losing the House and the Senate, and then a Trump coming along or a DeSantis. People are even talking about Youngkin should run. Youngkin, let him serve as governor for a few years before we start throwing his hat in the ring. But I love this part. Several voters cited a radio advertisement that had been playing on local stations saying black voters should not back McAuliffe because Democrats cared about black communities only during election season. They rejected the ad's plea to stay home, but said the general theme resonated, and they urged Democrats in Congress to pass bold legislation on Biden's core campaign promises, which include climate change, police reform, and economic investments in black communities. Let me tell you something. Black folks are not concerned about climate change, not black leftists. That's nonsense. So that's when you know you're being told the lie. Are they concerned about police reform? Not really. Nope. The average black in this country is not looking at cops going, man, these cops out here coming in doing all kind of crazy stuff, you know, violating our civil rights. The average black person in America, I'm talking about leftists. I'm not talking about black people like me. Smart ones, conservatives, they know the reason why police are in their neighborhoods is because of criminals. Black criminals. But they are concerned about economic investments in black communities. But you know what they know? They know that they're not going to get economic investments in black communities until black people start taking care of their communities. And let me tell you, the candidate that's going to win, the candidate that's going to, I'm talking about a conservative candidate that's going to get the black votes, is going to say this: I will spend more time worrying about you and your communities when you care more about your communities than anybody else. And oh, by the way, I don't even think of it as your community. You're part of the world community. How about you just take care of the community that you're in, regardless of the circumstances? See, a candidate like that can win the black vote because he's not going to placate. No, I will not run. I'm too busy saving the world in a different way.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Current and former lawmakers, family, and friends are paying their final respects in Washington, D.C. to former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who passed away last month. The pastor welcoming Powell's casket to the church.
With faith in Jesus Christ,
We receive the body of our brother Colin Luther Powell for burial. Let us pray with confidence to God, giver of life, that he will raise him to perfection in the company of the saints.
Powell served as the first African-American Secretary of State under former President George W. Bush. Pfizer is planning to submit data to the FDA as soon as possible for its new COVID-19 pill. The experimental drug reduces the risk of hospitalization and death by 89% in high-risk individuals. USA Radio News. Republican-led states are suing President Biden over a vaccine mandate requiring employers in the private sector of at least 100 employees to mandate vaccines or testing. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel talks more about this on Fox Business.
Listen, I'm very pro-vaccine, Stuart. I got the vaccine. My kids have gotten it. But I do not think people should be choosing between putting food on the table and their livelihood and a government-mandated vaccine. I think it's really unconstitutional.
The mandate will be enforced beginning January 4th, 2022. President Biden says that those who are unvaccinated are making it difficult to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The Navy has fired three top leaders after a U.S. submarine struck an underwater mountain in the South China Sea. The three leaders were aboard the attack submarine USS Connecticut when it struck an uncharted sea mountain in early October. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Virginia and New Jersey votes were referendums, folks. They were referendums against Joe Biden. They were referendums against cheating in elections, cheating Democrats. They were referendums against the Democrats in general. They were referendums against the Democrats' policies, all of the above. They are referendums against Barack Obama and his administration. They were referendums of pro-Trump, referendums of pro-conservative views, referendums against lawlessness of the Democrats, and I could go on. Referendums against the Wu flu nonsense that's going around the country. Referendums against the Wu flu vaccine nonsense. Referendums against the mandates of associated with this stuff. Referendums against the unions and what teachers are trying to do and not want to do their jobs. And I could go on. And I am. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, see who you're listening to. Referendum after referendum. Even these smaller elections are telling the story. And let me tell you one quick thing, and this is a word of caution. With all the referendums and all the things that the Democrats are doing wrong, they're still waging a good fight. Now, they look at it differently. Because, see, we almost got two governorships. We almost got New Jersey. You know, they probably found some secret ballots. 2.3 million voters, and the Republican lost by 19,000 votes. That sounds rather suspicious, but because here's my problem. There is nothing about Democrats that would make people go, I want to support it. Now, if indeed New Jersey is a 50-50 state, because that's what it appears to be, the question we should be asking ourselves is, why can't we flip the Democrats over there with all the crazy that's going on right now? We could look at it and go, well, and I did the other day. I said, well, you know, he was expected to win by 10 points or something, and he didn't, the Democrat. And we can take a moral victory out of that. But I don't, because there shouldn't be 50% of that state that doesn't see through the craziness of leftism. There shouldn't be 50% of any state. I'm talking Massachusetts, Oregon, California, none of them. None of these states should be going, you know, I'm still a bit undecided. That crazy Captain Demento, the jury's still out on him. What is the jury still out on? Is the jury still out on illegal immigration? Is the jury still out on you being forced to do stuff that you don't want to do, like get a shot as a condition of employment? I'm going to go into the Wu flu and what it's doing, because, yeah, it is flooding the hospitals, just not like you think. What is it? Give me a policy that you go, boy, the Democrats, it's looking good. Inflation? The economy? Jobs? Let me tell you, the economy is fueled on people working. We have people who are being paid to stay home. How can you not convince a Democrat that that is not going to work long term? It would be like saying, yeah, let's shut off the ocean's tides for a couple of days every month because nobody wants to work. You know, if Democrats were so hell-bent on watching nature, they should see that nothing ever stops. The jet stream always flows. The earth is still spinning in its core. You know, there is lava, hot molten material floating through this earth all the time. It doesn't take a day off. The tides never stop. The ocean current never stops. It's consistently working. But the Democrats are always looking for a way not to do something. Let me get a union job so I don't have to work. Let me get a retirement that where I can make the same amount of money and I don't have to do anything. They're always looking for a way not to do something. You are programmed in this life to work. I'm not talking about work at your vocation from the cradle to the grave. I'm talking about work as a human being. From the moment you are born to the moment you die, you are programmed to work, to be doing something productive. As a youngster, you're not very productive. Somebody's producing for you. And we are happy to do it as, here comes a magic word, people, pay attention, as parents, as educators, as teachers, we're happy to give back. We know we are giving of ourselves more than we are taking when we parent, when we teach, when we educate. In any way, it's supposed to be a labor of love. A teacher is supposed to be an extension of a parent. A coach is supposed to be an extension of a parent. You do it because you love it, not because you're going to go make $20 million coaching in the NFL. If that happens, congratulations, but it's a love of the teaching, the passing of knowledge on. And then there comes a point where you start getting knowledge passed on to you. You've had some, but there are people that mentor you. You want to know who they are? They're called old people. The ones that leftists want to throw away. These people come to you and they impart knowledge, and here's what they tell you. You can listen to me, or you cannot. If you don't, you're probably not going to have an easy way. You want people to counsel with you that know more than you, by the way, in everything that you do. If you don't know something, go find somebody who does. Let me tell you, let me just give you a little hint. I'm not a good artist. But you know what I would do if I wanted to be a better artist? I wouldn't go get a book and go try to learn. You can do that. I'd go to an artist or more than one and I'd say, show me what you know. What are you thinking right now? Help me here. Let them watch you do it. If they're willing to spend that time, you'd be a fool not to take it. I have a friend that plays piano. I'm a terrible piano player. And she's a virtuoso. I'm like, look, I would just come over. I would be like a bed and breakfast where I just get up and watch you play, do my little studies and all that, and then play and you correct me. Do you know how quickly you could learn piano if you were being trained by a maestro? I'm not talking about going to Juilliard, but at least be able to play. Somebody that can understand you. That's what learning is all about. And you should be doing it from the cradle to the grave and not worrying about, and teaching rather, as well, and not worrying about money. But Democrats are. What we are doing, folks, everything I'm telling you is a referendum against insanity, a referendum against stupidity, a referendum against idiocy. And how we can't convince others? You know, I hear people all the time, well, man, Kevin, what do you need to say to people? Really? What do you need to say? You need to speak your doggone mind. When somebody's, well, I just think we need a fair wage. You know, a fair wage for what, you lazy piker? How about you go do something and get productive with your life so you can go start a business and then come talk to me about a fair wage? When you've worked your butt off and you figure out what it takes to earn that dollar, come talk to me. But as long as somebody's handing you a dollar, I don't want you to open your stupid hippie mouth. Oh, man, y'all got me mad. Virginia's new lieutenant governor is a lady named Winsome Sears. Lieutenant governor. First black female to win statewide election in the Commonwealth. And Jamil Hill is this commentator, former ESPN host, and she accused a black woman, Winsome Sears, of being a white supremacist. Here's what she said. She tweeted this. It's not the messaging, folks. And she's in response to this resounding victory by Winsome Sears. She says, this country simply loves white supremacy. Now, I want you to think about the idiocy of a statement made by a black woman of another black woman. By the way, Winsome Sears is a Jamaican immigrant who I believe served in the Marines. Now, you would think Jamel Hill would be singing this woman's praises. She'd be saying, shoot, we got a sister, the first one to win a statewide election. Oh, by the way, let's just think about that for a second. In the South, in Virginia, we have a black Republican woman who wins the first statewide election by a black woman. Not a Democrat, Republican. You would think Jamel Hill would say, boy, I tell you what, I got to hand it to those Republicans. They voted for a black woman overwhelmingly. Not a black dude, a black woman. No, she says this black woman is a white supremacist. It's not the messaging, folks. This country simply loves white supremacy. And that's why this country elected black woman in a statewide election. Is that not the white supremacy? I don't know what is. Now, when you talk about why I can't stand leftists, well, maybe you don't talk about it, but I talk about it. That's why. That is the most idiotic thing I've heard in a long time. So, I'm telling you this because if you want to try to make sense of leftism, and particularly black leftism, this is a perfect way. I want you to stew on it during the break and tell me what you come up with. Short break, we're going to talk about a truck.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love it when the little guy wins, particularly when the little guy is a conservative, a blue-collar conservative dude who just got tired of things, sick of it, and he said, you know what, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to get into the fight. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here listening to. The theme for this show is fight. And it's funny, the minute I say the word fight, I know it has this visceral response of like, oh, man, I mean, Kevin, shouldn't we all try to get along and not fight? I would love to do that, wouldn't you? How much do I have to, say on this show, tell you every single day, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, of what's going on in this world where people are fighting you? Whether you want to fight back or not is your business. But I'm going to tell you what happens to people who don't fight back. They get punked.
They become the girlfriends of the dude in prison. And you're in a prison of sorts, and these people are making you their girlfriend, having their way with you. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we get our little wins, you know, we won a governorship, and we came very close in another, and I just talked about winning the lieutenant governor, black lady, Winsome, I think that's her name, beautiful black lady from Jamaica, Marine, Winsome Sears, she wins, and we get these. It's funny, Winsome, Lose-Some, Winsome, Winsome. In her case, she wins it. But we get these little short victories, and we think, oh, we're making progress. And I said years ago, geez, I don't even know how long it's been. I said, we got to put things in place for easy wins. Is there a better time to be implementing easy wins than there is right now? The short answer is no. You have a demented clown in the White House. You have states being run by people like Whitmer and Pritzker, Newsom, formerly Cuomo, and others, where people's lives are being completely disrupted on the whims of these little fiefdoms, these people that believe they are in power over you as opposed to being empowered by you. So when I see a win, even a little win, I get excited, but I'm not going to get overly excited because I want to see more of these wins. I want to see these easy wins like the one I'm about to talk about, where New Jersey's longest running state Senate president is about to lose his seat to a truck driver who spent $153. And you know what he bought? Dunkin' Donuts and paper flyers. Democratic Senate President Steve Sweeney trailed Republican challenger Edward Durr, a commercial truck driver, by more than 2,000 votes as of the other day. Man, you know the Democrats are looking for votes. They're like, we got to create some votes. We got to find some votes, man. But win or lose, it doesn't even matter at this point. New Jersey, one of New Jersey, he may not be the most, but he's one of New Jersey's most powerful politicians. You know the black book this dude has on people? He is about to lose. Do you want to talk about going after a sacred cow? A dude, a truck driver, an ordinary Joe. $153 is what he spent to potentially upend. So 4 years ago, Sweeney won re-election in what the time they said might have been the most expensive legislative race in American history. Let me put this in perspective. $18.7 million was spent on the South Jersey race 4 years ago, an estimated $14.4 million coming from independent special interest groups, the New Jersey Election Law Enforcement Commission announced at the time. The commission cited various data. They said the executive director, Jeff Brindle, said the amount was staggering. It's more than most past gubernatorial candidates have spent statewide. The total surpassed a previous national record that was set in 2000 when $11.5 million was spent in Senate John Burton's race in California. Sweeney and his allies collectively spent $13.8 million to fend off an aggressive campaign by the New Jersey Education Association, whose super PAC invested $4.8 million in the race. Now, let me just say this about Sweeney. If they were going after him 4 years ago at this level, you know this dude is crooked. And if he could raise that kind of money to fend him off, it was well time for him to go. And the dude spent $153 to beat him. I'm telling you, folks, when they tell you it takes money, forget about it. There's so many things going on. We are so blessed in my organization. I could talk to you about It's not about money. It's about passion and fortitude to get it done. Money comes. People sense when you're about reality and doing something right, the money comes. Now, this guy's fate hinges on Governor Phil Murphy, who almost lost re-election. Polls and political experts in New Jersey predicted an easy victory for Murphy. It was anything but that. Murphy was projected the winner just the other day by 19,000 votes. And I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, 2.3 million votes cast. Now, why did Durr get in? This guy, Edward Durr, the trucker? Simple reason. This is the thing that might have toppled his opponent. That and the opponent's hubris to believe that he was untouchable, that this guy wasn't spending enough money. He said he entered the race because he wanted a concealed carry permit. He had a clean record. They denied it. So he says, you know what? I'm not going to let this happen anymore. So he joins the race, raises $10,000, spent $153, 66 at a Dunkin' Donuts to buy food and drinks for his staff, roughly $87 for paper flyers and business cards. Now, what did he do? He did exactly what I talk about in social media for this program and many other things. I tell you, it's about the numbers. He says, I'm a numbers guy. I've looked at the numbers over the years, and he says, we have a district that is 150,000 voters. He says, Senator Sweeney has never broken 32,000 votes. So I felt, if he can't even get half the district, that means there's numbers out there to be taken. You just have to get people to come out and vote. I believe if they come out and vote, we could win. Now, here's what I want to tell you. I don't know how many votes Sweeney got, if he got 32,000. But of 150,000 votes, this guy gets enough. So let's say it's a total of 60-something thousand. There's still a lot of votes out there. But he went out and he got enough votes to do it. This is what I keep telling you, why you are so important in this mix. 30,000 people, give or take, is all it took to topple a dude who can put his hand on millions of dollars, illicit dollars, your taxpayer dollars, and does it all the time. He's pulling levers you don't even know exist, helping his cronies. And with $153 and some fortitude, he did it. This is why I keep telling you. You let shows like mine get the 20,000, 30,000 downloads a day where we can pay staffers. And watch what happens. 80 million people voted for Trump, people. 80 million. I'm not talking about a million. Get 30,000 people on the Flick Fest, my movie site. Watch what happens. It doesn't take that many people. And this guy proves it. It doesn't take a lot of money. It just takes you deciding, you know what? This is a straw that broke the camel's back. Are there not enough of them out there for you? Potential reparations for illegals. Biden says he's not going to do it, which I knew he wouldn't. But he's letting them in. He's giving them all the rights of citizenship. I could go on. There have been straw after straw after straw that has broken the camel's back. And you know what this guy Durr did? He said enough. And he got in. And he spent no money. How many of you have a couple hundred bucks you could blow to go become, to dethrone the state Senate leader? All of us. Now, I'm not running. That's not my deal. But I'm setting it up in other areas like this radio show. Go get me 20,000 people that download this show every day. And I'm telling you, we will make a serious impact.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.